This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Clashes broke out and at least one truck of aid was set on fire along the Colombia-Venezuela border. And at least two people were killed as supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido attempted to bring humanitarian aid into Venezuela Saturday. Riot police fired tear gas and blocked a bridge between Colombia and Venezuela. Protesters repeatedly tried to get past the line of police and soldiers, but had minimal success. At least two people were killed in clashes with security forces along the border with Brazil. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro told thousands of supporters in Caracas that he has broken diplomatic relations with Colombia because of its support for Guaido. Maduro also asked that all Colombian diplomats leave Venezuela within 24 hours. Millions of Venezuelans have fled the oil-rich country because of a lack of goods, services, and medical care. Maduro says there is no humanitarian crisis in his country and that any aid is part of a plan to overthrow his government. Vote counting is underway in Nigeria's hotly contested presidential election that was marred by violent outbreaks in the northeastern and southern parts of the oil-rich nation. Despite reports of occasional violence, there appeared to be no significant disruptions across the West African country. Some polling stations opened so late in the day, however, that voting in affected areas could be extended to Sunday. Voting hours were also extended in some areas Saturday due to ballot machine malfunctions. Somali security officials say a federal parliamentary lawmaker was shot and killed Saturday in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab militants armed with pistols shot Osman Ilmi Bokore as he was visiting a new house that was under construction in North Mogadishu. Bokere died immediately. He was the oldest member of the current Somali parliament. This is VOA.